This is the Old Old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 207 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. Joseph Cullen Root. Probably more people in Omaha, Nebraska would be familiar with that name than here in Hendersonville. Back in mid-September, while I was working on this feature, I was chatting with my daughter, Katina Hampton, down in Greenville, and I suddenly interjected, "By the way, do you remember how many water fountains there are in Hendersonville?" With no hesitation, she answered, "Two." Well, I was impressed. She's been only an occasional visitor to Hendersonville over the past 20 years, and the town has changed enormously. Except for water fountains. There used to be a fountain at the corner of 3rd and Main in front of what was then Brunson's, but it was out of order most of the time and was not a thing of beauty, and D.B. Keith, manager of Brunson's, petitioned the city to either put a decent fountain in or remove the one that's there. It was removed. And my memory may be misleading me a bit, but I seem to remember a water fountain on 7th Avenue East back in the 40s and 50s. But today we have two, and they're both very impressive. One of them was dedicated in the 40s or 50s, and I'm still trying to find the exact date, but I do remember broadcasting that dedication. The program was held on the back of a flatbed truck, and one of the speakers, I remember, was particularly eloquent, a very dramatic lady wearing a huge, wide-brimmed hat, and as she was emoting, she stepped too close to the edge and fell off the truck. This dedication was of the fountain, an impressive white granite fountain shaped like a tree, and located at the corner of 2nd and Main. The plaque on this fountain, diagonally across 2nd Avenue from the courthouse, reads, "Near this site, Joseph Cullen Root, founder of the Woodmen of the World, died December 24, 1913, placed by local camps of WOW. In 1913, the newspaper locally was published by the Mutual Printing Company, publishers of the Western Carolina Democrat and the French Broad Hustler. This paper had a lengthy story, December 18, 1913, announcing that J.C. Root would be in Western North Carolina for a district meeting of the Woodmen of the World. The local officials of the Woodmen had received a telegram from Mr. Root in Omaha, Nebraska, announcing he would be in Hendersonville for the initiation of some 200 candidates who will have degree work confirmed by the White Pine Camp of Hendersonville. The newspaper article said Mr. Root is regarded as one of the greatest fraternity men of the country, and in view of his prominence, the local camp is convinced that several thousand woodmen from all over the Carolinas would be in Hendersonville. John T. Wilkins was sovereign head of the WOW at that time, and he said all the candidates would be paraded up and down the thoroughfares and back again, to their mortification. You see, the Woodmen took their initiation seriously. In the newspaper published Christmas Day 1913, it was reported that Mr. Root had been seriously ill, in bed at the St. John Hotel ever since his arrival, suffering from bronchial irritation and fever. It was published on Christmas Day. The newspaper was not aware of the fact that Mr. Root had died the day before on Christmas Eve. But on January 1, 1914, the newspaper reported the death of Joseph Cullen Root, describing him as one of the truly great leaders of fraternal organizations in the United States, and that his sovereign national commander had traveled extensively in most of the states of the nation. The article said, in addition to his connection with the Woodmen, he was prominent in Masonic circles, being a 33rd degree Mason. Now, the other drinking fountain in the Central Business District is located at the corner of 4th and Main at First Union Bank. This fountain is of polished granite and bears a plaque which reads, "In memory of our beloved citizen, Chief Otis V. Powers, who served this community for a long number of years in many useful ways, and was loved and respected by all. This fountain erected by grateful citizenship." As I read over that plaque back in the summer, I couldn't help but think that's also appropriate to his son, William V. Powers, Jr. Later, I was going over this chapter with Jody Barber, and he recalled a drinking fountain in front of the courthouse that apparently was removed after the erection of the Woodman Fountain. That would have been appropriate because even though there was water running 24 hours a day in the horse trough at the jockey lot, about a half a block away, it was illegal to drink from the horse trough. One other thing that hasn't changed in 50 years, there are still no public restrooms in the entire business section of the town. Memories of this seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.